is he who has been born King of the Jews, for we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to our special Scandi Bible Church Christmas Eve service for 2022, as we gather to also worship him, celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As is our tradition, in addition to a sermonette from Pastor Monty, this evening's service will present a progression of scripture readings, congregational hymns, and instrumental music from our church family to remind and retell the story of the greatest, most indescribable gift of all time.
Changes to your program. The first is that the second to last hymn there where the Lamar family comes up, that won't be a singing one. That'll be an instrumental, so we won't be standing to sing that one. And then Keith Barker is in disguise tonight. He looks exactly like John Horn. It's a very impressive costume he's got on. Keith without a wife to remind him or kids to open presents, he forgot it was Christmas Eve. So, well, what a joy it is to gather with God's people. And it's common to feast on Christmas Eve, and that's what we intend to do this morning. Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, quoting the words of Moses in Deuteronomy, said, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." And so that's what our feast will be this evening. We're going to feast on God's word. And we know from Jesus himself that he's given us the hermeneutic of the scriptures, that they all point to him. And in Luke chapter 24, Luke tells us, "Then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he," meaning Jesus, "explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures." Paul's sermon in Pisidian Antioch contains this incredible statement. Paul says, "We tell you the good news, what God promised our ancestors, he has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus." And elsewhere, Paul says to the church in Corinth, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ." And that's really what we want you to see this morning. Christ from all the scriptures, the fulfillment of every promise of God for fallen man. Christmas starting in the book of Genesis, not in the New Testament, in the book of Genesis. The Peninsula Light Company, they're still around. They go by Penn Light, and they're a member-owned electric cooperative over in Gig Harbor. But there's a wonderful story of how electricity was introduced to the Gig Harbor area back in the mid-1920s. And it would cost you $100 to wire your house. So if you had the money, you could get your house wired for $100. And that's about the hourly rate for an electrician today. But you spent this in preparation because there was no electricity. You paid to get your house wired before there was even electricity available. And it was a promise that there was electricity on the way. But all you had was the promise. You had these wires that were connected to bulbs of hope, if you would. And so in 1925, many homes in Gig Harbor had wiring, but no electricity. And yet people believed so much that electricity would come that they purchased electric refrigerators that sat there warm. They purchased electrical clothing irons that sat there cold. They purchased light bulbs, all these other things, and the light bulbs remained dark and everything remained in wait. But on this very evening, Christmas Eve, 97 years ago, Penn Light, as a way of celebrating Christmas, sent electricity down the wires. And all of those waiting in the dark with wired homes in light of the promise. Imagine that for a moment. The surprise, your family gathered around there Christmas Eve, and all of a sudden, electricity comes flooding through those wires and those bare light bulbs ignite. And for the first time, light shone. What better gift? Could there be any symbol more appropriate than a gift of light? All the elements are there for us to pause and to think about. We have preparation, anticipation, and then surprised by light. And that's how the light of the gospel came into the world, through the person and work of Jesus Christ. That's really what we're celebrating this evening. This evening, as we feast on God's word, drinking deeply of the wellspring of life, holding fast to God's outpouring of love through the person of his Son. And as you feast on God's word this morning, do not let those familiar passages just drift past you. Grab a hold of them. Meditate upon them. The sequence of our readings this evening is designed to take us from the first announcement of the gospel in Genesis through the gospels in the New Testament. And remember, this is not a love story that begins with Mary and Joseph, but its first announcement is to Adam and Eve. It's a journey that shows Christ in the breadth and length of all the scriptures, that he is all in all, that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And it is only right that our theology that we're reading and learning about come out in doxology, in praise. And so between our readings, we will fill the air with songs of praise as a congregation. Don't turn your minds off during the music, these familiar songs. Even the song order follows the revelation of God's word. And this is a continuation of our worship as we encourage one another to look to Christ alone, as all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. I want to open our service this morning in prayer. I'm going to read a prayer this morning, an old Puritan prayer, but I believe this prayer captures what it is that we're celebrating this evening. And so if you'll just bow your heads with me. O God of all grace, what shall we render to you for the gift of gifts, your own dear Son? Herein is wonder of wonders. He came below to raise us above, was born like us that we might become like him. Herein is love. When we cannot rise to him, he draws near on wings of grace to raise us to himself. Herein is power. When deity and humanity were infinitely apart, he united them in indissoluble unity, the uncreated and the created. Herein is wisdom. When we were undone, with no will to return to him and no intellect to devise recovery, he came, God incarnate, to save us to the uttermost, as man to die our death, to shed satisfying blood on our behalf, to work out a perfect righteousness for us. O God, take us in spirit to the watchful shepherds and enlarge our mind. Let us hear good tidings of great joy, and hearing, believe, rejoice, praise, adore, our consciences bathed in an ocean of repose, our eyes uplifted to a reconciled Father. Place us with ox, donkey, camel, goat, to look with them upon our Redeemer's face, and in him account ourselves delivered from sin. Let us with Simeon clasp the newborn child to our hearts, embrace him with undying faith, exulting that he is ours and we are his. In him you have given us so much that heaven can give no more. Amen.
You would all take your hymn books out and open them up to number 231. 231, you can all stand too. I see some of you starting up already. All excited. I wanted to further draw your attention to, as we sing, you're going to hear whispers and some implicit references to the scriptures we'll be reading tonight. Some more implicit, others more explicit, and I think one of the most explicit ones is right here in verse 4 of this song. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. What's that remind you of? If you've read John 1 before, and we're going to read it tonight, don't worry, you're going to hear that again. So just put a finger there, right? Remember that, and as we sing, look for those references to the scriptures we're going to sing. All right, ready to get started.
Amen.
would flip over now, like 12 pages or so, to O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, number 218 in your hymnals. 218. As we reflect on all those promises contained in the prophets, that's where a lot of this hymn is borrowed from.
Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die.'" The serpent said to the woman, "Surely you will not die, for God knows that in that day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. And she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. They heard the sound of God, of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees in the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man, and he said, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard a sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle, more than every beast in the field. On your belly you will go, and in dust you will eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children, yet your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." Then he said to Adam, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat from it,' and cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all of the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it is where you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Now the man called his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham?" And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on the mountain, on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there, and arranged the wood, and bound his son Isaac, laid him on the altar, on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not stretch out your hand against the lad, and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." Then Abraham raised his eyes, looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went to it, took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it will be provided." Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven. And he said, "Be myself, I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you obeyed my voice. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle, helmet, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
But as for you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth from me to be ruler in Israel. His going forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity. Therefore, he will give them up until the time when she who is in labor has borne a child. Then the remainder of his brethren will return to the sons of Israel, and he will arise and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will remain, because at the time he will be great to the ends of the earth. This one will be our peace. When the Assyrian invades our land, when he tramples on our citadels, Then we will raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 leaders of men.
All right. You guys can stay seated for this one. But turn in your hymn books to number 246. 246. It came upon the midnight clear. And as you sing this one, I want you to notice how a lot of our Christmas songs, they look at the first Advent and they see, hey, look, Jesus came as promised then. And usually in the last couple of lines, they'll look forward to the second Advent and they'll remind you that he's coming back. We have the beginning of his promise when he came at first, but we're going to get the fulfillment of all the promise when he comes at the end. And that's kind of what the last verse of the song talks about. I wanted to point that out to you. All right, number 246, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear.
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept wondering what kind of salutation was this. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who was called barren is now in her sixth month, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill the word that the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Hymn number 240, 240, O Holy Night.
Thank you. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph, and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which they were told by them, by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told to them.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born the king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For from you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod secretly called all the magi and determined from them the exact time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me so that I may too come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star which had been seen in the east went on ahead of them until it came to a stop over the place where the child was to be found. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And they came into the house, and they saw the child with his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And after being warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way.
open in your hymnbooks now to number 223. The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in the fields as they lay. Number 223, the first Noel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood,
nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ."
Right, if you would all stand, and we'll close with number 224 in your hymnals, Joy to the World, hymn ripped right out of Isaiah 55, if you want to go look for it. Number 224, Joy to the World.
truly glorious song to finish this evening with, and a song that's looking forward to Christ's return. Let me pronounce a benediction upon you this evening. Let us go from this place proclaiming that we have seen the glory of God, believing that there is a light that shines in the darkness, which the darkness shall not overcome. And may the love of the Father, the joy of the Spirit, and the peace of Christ be with you this Christmas and forevermore. Amen.
Well, that's going to wrap up our Christmas Eve service for 2022. We'd like to invite you to tune in to our regular podcasted sermons each and every Sunday right here on ScandiBibleChurch.org. And you can start by joining us tomorrow, Christmas morning. So until then, on behalf of our entire congregation here at Scandi Bible Church, Merry Christmas, and may God richly bless you.